Budget Committee at 6:30 on October 9th, 2014. Has everybody gotten a chance to look at the minutes from the previous meeting?
Make a motion to approve them.
Second. Motion made by Legislator Kevin Roberts to pass as written. Seconded by Legislator Allen. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to entertain a motion to go directly to resolution number 365 first, which seems to be the pretty most important issue.
I'll make that motion. Course.
Okay. I'll second it. Motion made by Kevin Roberts, seconded by Chris Allen to go with this resolution first. Resolution number 365, amending the 2014-2019 capital program and capital project number 370, Strive, SUNY Officer Satellite Campus, to include the cost of construction, Department of Public Works, Highways, and Bridges. Now, I'm just going to start off by saying, very briefly, it's something like this. This isn't the first time that this has happened. It happens from every now and then, but it seems like we're getting more pressure from other people in the county, such as our controller, not to let these things happen. Now, tonight before us, we have a resolution. I'm going to be honest about it. I'm a Strive supporter. I think it's an excellent idea, especially for the city of Kingston, to bring something like that economically for their area, for its students here, Sorrys, Kingston area, that don't have to travel so far. But here we have a resolution that they're hoping to get passed tonight with no dollar amounts filled in anywhere. And I just think to rubber stamp this thing, we're doing a grave injustice to the taxpayers of Ulster County. We're sending the wrong message to them that we're doing it. Now I see on, it's been brought to my attention, on October 15, 2014 at 4 p.m., they're having a leadership meeting to discuss, I'm sure, with Executive Mike Hines' office on the Strive program. Now, I would think that that meeting should have been held before this resolution came before us. Maybe some of the blanks could have been filled in. So, me personally, I am strongly encouraging this committee at this time not to pass this resolution as it is tonight with no money involved, where the money's coming from, how much it's going to cost, until some of these answers, these questions can be answered, and then hopefully we can get through it and get it passed.
Yes, thank you. We had reached out to Vicki the day after the last legislative session asking to set up a briefing well before the 15th. The reason that wasn't set up is because the leadership didn't get back to us and wasn't available. The day that we went out with bids, Kathy got a copy of the bid package because they had asked us about that. The reason this was four pages is because a couple of other legislators asked us for a full accounting of everything that had been done. The reason that you don't have numbers tonight is because we just opened the bids at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I will tell you this. We had a robust response on the bids. We had 25 responses over 5 prime contracts. We were just about exactly on the budget estimate. So we will have a number by Tuesday. Right now we haven't confirmed the low bidder because we have to qualify them. But I will tell you this very frankly. In November last year, you passed a scenario, you endorsed a project that was about $7,057,000. At that, the next month, we got an additional state grant that we basically added to the project. That brought it to 7.5. Where we are today and where we will be next week is right in line with that, just with an added contingency. So you will, there are numbers in that resolution with the exception of the total project budget and what we're putting in there. And so those numbers are consistent with everything we've done. The reason you know, again, if we put them out, we haven't qualified our bidder. Now, the reason why these are coming in, why we wouldn't just do it next month, is because we need 8 to 9 months to construct this. We're trying to get the facility up and going by the fall semester.
And I know enough about the structure there. There's usually those kind of delays anyway. Right. So I just find it hard to believe that if we don't pass this resolution tonight, that this project is totally dead in the water.
No, I'm not saying it's dead in the water.
I don't buy that.
We'll lose the semester. And the other thing is, all of our contracts are time-based, so...
Legislator Roberts?
Mr. Chair, if I could make a recommendation to you, we could discuss this and maybe have a, you could call a special meeting, night of session, and if we can get this done, and if that'll work for you.
That'll
once
work.
We get the numbers.
I thought the same thing, too.
Is that fair, Chris?
I think that's fair, yeah. And I think once you see the numbers, you'll have a stronger...
Okay. Yeah, I can go with that. That's a good suggestion. You're okay with that?
Yes, sir.
So I'll entertain a motion.
Are you okay with that?
Okay.
We could maybe do a special session before caucus.
So caucus is at 6.
Yeah.
So we met at 5:45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now there's one that we're planning for right now.
Excuse me.
Ways and Means.
Ways and Means is 5:00.
Yes. We'll try to get somebody there. And I'd also just put out if anybody wants to tour the school before then.
I'm comfortable with all that. I'm comfortable with the project. I think it's an awesome project. I've been behind it from day one. But, you know, I have to act or you know, kind of agree with Elliot on this. I mean, his letter is specific and clear. I mean, that's his job to look at these things.
I see his letter.
Yeah.
Is it relating to
the... You know, if you were in the private sector, things like this that happen like it does here in the government, it wouldn't fly. It definitely wouldn't fly.
This actually speaks to a separate issue. There are two things that are going on. This is an updating of the capital project and the capital program. Elliot, I don't believe the comptroller took issue with that. He took issue with us submitting as regular on-time resolutions empty contracts. And what he rather said was, because I talked to him 2 days ago, and I said, you know, we're going to be bringing these in. He said, I'm okay with them as long as you bring them in as late resolutions. I mean, he didn't want
with
the contracts, with the vendors.
Okay.
So the real issue here was... And we pivoted on this very quickly. We were going to try to put those contracts in, you know, with everything with blanks. And he said, you know, just put them in as late.
Right.
And we thought we would be avoiding a late resolution. So,
did you want to say something?
Yeah, I can just say something.
Yeah, I don't know who you are.
Mark Ryder. I'm the director of person.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
One other thing that he touched on in this letter was talking about how it didn't have the scope or any detail. And just... So you all know Kathy has had a 1,200-page project manual, which was our entire backup since before it went public. We've had it now for about a month. So
why don't we stick to the plan that we seem to all agree on? We'll meet 5:45 or
after caucus.
After caucus, we're going to have time before session?
We'll make time.
Okay, so we'll meet after caucus. With the resolution, with the numbers, we'll go over it, probably pass it then, if it's cracked up the way you said it is, and we'll move from there.
Okay.
You're happy with that?
Yes.
Chris?
Yeah. After
caucus? After caucus.
Before session.
And before session.
Yeah, legislative session.
Right. Yeah. We'll meet and...
I want to do it right before caucus. How about like 5:45? What do you mean is that 5:30? 5:45, 5:45, caucus and 6.
I seriously doubt I don't have time to come up here and make caucus. I'd rather do it right before session.
Okay.
Right.
So
it's 6:45?
6:45. I need a motion then for this.
Your Chairman, Dean, you could just call the meeting.
Okay.
Call the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. And if you don't mind, if you want to set something up for the committee to go tour this side of the building, I'd love to go take a look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
May I make a suggestion? Could you just maybe give Vicki your availability or a couple of
windows
of availability,
right,
and I'll reach out to the construction management group.
Right.
We could get you in any areas. We're just completing abatement in some areas. So most of the building and most of the site you can see. And
so let me ask you this. This past the tonight's session, when do you feel construction would start to really get going?
Great question.
November?
November 1st.
Wow. Okay.
We've really kind of set the table for that by doing the abatement up front. So
yeah.
So they came out of a lot of it, and in doing so, they ripped out the ceilings and stuff, and a lot of other stuff. So.
And I don't know who's responsible, but I want to thank whoever was responsible. Sorgatine's Cantine Steel got all the playground equipment from school. Okay.
They might announce that next spring.
Oh God, I'm sorry. All right. Thank you very much. That was a good deal.
Very good.
Greg Jarvis is like...
Greg deserves a lot of credit for being an entrepreneur.
Can will the numbers be ready by the first caucus? Not the caucus before legislature. Well...
Nana, I'll have numbers to release by 8 a.m. on Tuesday. I have to go to the trustee meeting of the college Tuesday morning, so I hope to have them.
I see what you're going with this.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier if we could do it.
Did you meet that night, Kevin?
No, feel free if you have a quorum to meet without me.
Okay.
All right, we'll see what we have.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's where you want to go.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. I'd rather have the whole form.
I'm just a little nervous knowing our caucus to get out on time.
Our caucus. Forget about it. I'm sure they will. You've got special business to do.
We could actually have our meeting a little bit later. It doesn't have to be at 6:45. It just can't be before 6:45.
Yeah.
All right. So that's anybody else? Anything on that subject? Nope. Okay.
Anything else important, Dean?
No, the rest of the meeting is strictly run of the mill.
Well, have a good night.
All right, Kevin. Thank you for coming.
And please let us know. Have Vicki reach out, and we'll get you out of school.
Sure. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. Yeah.
Okay, we do have a quorum, but if I leave, we will. Okay.
Yes.
Let's whip through the rest of this, and you guys can get the report, because I need to go where she's going.
Okay.
I need to
bolt it.
I'm not running, but I need to show my face.
See you later. Thank you.
Take care, Chris.
Thank you.
Yes, I don't appreciate your report. I certainly do.
On the Connecticut River. It took me 3 hours to get there, and that was fabulous. Because they take you on the train. Then the train drops you off at a boat that takes you on a tour of the Connecticut River. So the train drives right up to the water, the boat's waiting there for you, get on the boat, and then you see the beautiful river, and you can stop at a mansion, get along and see the mansion if you want, get along, and then you get back on the boat, get back on the train, and get back to the top.
Okay, resolution number 360, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an interminable shared services agreement with the town of Woodstock for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. This is their new 3-year thing with the shared services. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second
by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 361, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute into an intermunicipal shared service agreement with the town of Shandaigan for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges, same as the first one, a 3-year contract for shared services. I make a motion to approve. Second by Legislator Allen. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Did you hear from Pete Lawrence?
I don't know.
He's not going to be able to make it tonight. Resolution number 370, establishing a policy for the naming of county-owned assets. This is something, I don't know, I think it's more of a good feeling, I guess, to get more people involved in naming roads, bridges after somebody, just not having one person do it. There's no cost to the taxpayers. Most of the legislators I've talked to support it. I was told today even Executive Hines supports it. It's supposed to say somewhere in the resolution here. I can't seem to find it, but that's what I was told. Any discussion? Any input from you, Bob or Dave? Any issue with this at all? Okay. Entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
All right. Motion made by Chairman Fabiano, seconded by Legislator Allen. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. What's that?
The
brass plaque. Okay, resolution number 372, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the county Lime Energy Company Department of Public Works. I believe this is to replace 322 exterior lighting fixtures on the county buildings with energy efficient fixtures. Cost $75,833. Moved by Legislator Green.
Second
by Legislator Allen. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'm really pleased to see you.
So am I. Resolution number 374, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Gorman Brothers Corporation Department of Public Works. This is an extension of a contract. These people come into Ulster County and they do what they call, is reclamation of the road. It's when you grind the road before you pave it. Sometimes you have to take some material out, and sometimes you might have to add some in. Sometimes the county hires out to do it. And this is an extension for 1 year to obviously these people who've been doing it for us for a while. $300,000, it's not a cheap deal, but sometimes you have no choice in the matter where you do have to grind up a road to lower it or whatever the case may be before you put your new road in. Any discussion or questions?
100%
save money.
Okay. And it's recycling.
Yes, it is. All right. So I entertain a motion to...
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, I guess this next resolution brought to my attention is something that the county's been wanting to do for some period of time now, and finally everything's in place to do it. I spoke in length with Legislator Bartels, who represents this area. She's on board with this. The people in that area are on board with this. Abandoning portions of Old Albany Post Road, County Number 79, County of Gardner, to various adjoining property, authorizing the chairman to sign agreements with the Town of Gardner and various adjoining property owners. I have a map here. Can you touch on this?
Say hallelujah.
Yeah, that's what Tracy said. Say hallelujah.
Yeah.
She called me the other day at work. She says, He said, I'm telling you, there's no problem with this with me, with the building, and, building, I mean, the highway and bridge people or the residents in that area. So that's all I need to know. All right. So what is this basically about?
A small and dead-end road.
Yeah.
Used to be over a bridge.
Right.
The bridge was taken out.
Uh-huh.
And the whole Big Gulch Road was rerouted.
Okay.
So there's this little bit of maybe 100 yards long road that ends by the Tuttle Town Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
And where the restaurant is there. And it's a county road. It's a dead end.
Okay.
Because it's the last spot on the snowplow run.
What happens?
The town trucks will come and plow first because it's the end of our run.
End of your run.
And there's a town road. There are two town roads immediately next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes no sense for us to have to maintain this road.
We ran
in 2 years ago and repaved the whole thing, put in new drains, all new pipes, everything, because the town was, you know, we're trying to get the town to take it. Not
right.
A problem with it, so we did everything we wanted to do to, you know, ramp it up and clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And very excited to get rid of it. The right thing to do.
Additionally, the section of bridge that was taken out
mm-hmm.
has been left on site, which technically is owned by the county.
Okay.
And it's being used as an outside dining pavilion.
Yes, okay. I thought there was something odd about this that she was asking. What are you talking about?
So they
actually built out there and used it as part of the diner or restaurant.
And our concern was obviously liability
sure.
and alcohol being served.
Absolutely.
But now with the new initiative out of Albany where a distillery can serve liquor,
mm-hmm.
now that's okay. And secondly, the owner of the Puddle Town Distillery, Mr. Lorenzo, was holding the mortgage on the restaurant. The restaurant finally closed. He took the restaurant back, and he is now repurchasing the entire structure. So this is what he wanted. And not only does the town get that, but the town will get a portion of a sliver of land on the other side that you can see on the new part of Albany Post that has some water access. So there's a benefit to the town that someone could put a canoe or whatever in. So for us, it's a win-win-win. So
yep.
business is happy. The county's out from under. The town gets some land. And
okay.
Motion to call vote. Yep. Resolution 382.
Yep. Motion made by Legislator Allen.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Because I've asked that we talk about rescheduling, and then I will carefully read the... I'm very familiar with the topic if the disparity arrives.
Supposed to be here between 7 and 7.15. His son had a JV game.
Yeah. He's talked about that a lot in the energy and environment. So I don't need to stay for that.
Okay.
And I will carefully read the minutes of the report from Public Works, but if we could just talk about the rescheduling.
Sure, we can do that.
If we could take that out of the comments, thank you.
So we're looking at either our next pilot meeting would either be Thursday, November 13th, or Wednesday, November 12th. Either one is good for me, I believe. Yeah, either one is good for me.
12th would be around caucus? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's caucus. I would be glad to do it before caucus. And the 13th is, isn't that a regularly scheduled meeting? November, so this is your regular schedule, but now you have a public hearing in Platicville that night.
That's why we can't meet on our regular schedule.
So I'm going to just put it down. Okay, but we're here, and this is the second Thursday? No, it's October.
Yeah,
so this would be the second Thursday, right?
The 13th?
Mm-hmm. If you want, right now it's normally scheduled here. You can have it this day or this day.
Okay,
my preference would be the 13th.
That's fine.
Unless you just want to do it on the 12th so we have one less meeting that week because we have the caucus following. But I think it depends on, you know, the heavier.
I would rather do it on the 13th.
I'm fine with that.
Because the 6:30 at Peter can get home from work. Peter's very busy right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
All right, so to be our next meeting will be then Thursday, November 13th. At what time? 6:30. Okay. Not going to be short.
James, I pretty much was going to attempt to shed some light on the. Back truck issue that Mr. Perry was concerned about. The gap truck, the back truck issue.
Now, what before you, what is the issue right now?
The Ash.
They
no, the vacuum truck.
They bought that watershed. People bought the truck over 5 years.
2006.
For that area. It's 20%. I mean, you take 20%. So now, you're telling him, though, the county wants to take ownership of the truck entirely? What is the argument here?
That this truck, actually.
It's
not like they own part of the truck.
But how does it become your truck if you only pay 20% at the time that it was purchased?
It was a grant.
It was a grant.
Who bought the truck? Who bought the truck?
And so the truck is registered in the county of Ulster,
correct.
Not the watershed.
Correct.
Wow.
It's our truck. And the bottom line is, they set up a contract in order to put that finance through in the purchase and the agreement. You know, that was a 2-year contract, which they set time period for that contract. We didn't.
So is the truck allowed to be used? Now his thing is that he thinks that the watershed area, I mean this is the way he explained it to me, I don't know much about the situation, the watershed area should have first use of the truck. If it's not being used, the watershed people or him or whoever he's talking about has no problem with the truck being dispersed wherever he is throughout the rest of Ulster County. He's saying, as yours are saying, that they don't have no say about it. You can bring the truck where you want, when you want. Is that the issue?
I don't know what this issue is.
Okay, that's where he addressed it to me.
The issue that drove this came up apparently at a Energy and Environment Committee meeting the first week of August. Legislator Martel called me, and Legislator Parity called me that same week. I have a series of emails that occurred between myself, Legislator Martel, and CWC. This topic and discussion goes back to 2010, when we met in this room with CWC, and at the time, it was their express belief that the water or the back truck could only be used in the watershed. And we came to an agreement of what you said, which was that it could be used if not being used somewhere else.
Okay.
One of our great bones of contention with the use of this truck has been that the Catskill Watershed Corporation, obviously, which is totally 100% funded by the DEP, has no proviso, nor will they let us dump anything that is vacuumed up in the watershed.
Okay.
So basically, we are to take out what they don't want and dump it in some other part of the county, which to me sounds very similar to the waste channel at the Lower Sulphur. When we don't want something, we dump it someplace else. I had asked, particularly during that period of time when they paid to do the Boyceville stormwater and sewage treatment plant, that they establish a pad next to it where the material could dry, run into the stormwater. We could then take the material and use it as fill or whatever, because basically it's, you know, it's runoff material.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do that. They did not want Ulster County dirt in the watershed to stay in the watershed. They wanted us to take it someplace else. The only place we could take it was the old granite. So we had to take a truck from
beyond Boyceville.
Beyond Boyceville, Shandaken, Denning, Olive, whatever, drive all the way out there and dump it. That's where we had the discussion relative to it makes no sense for me to drive all the way out there.
So does this watership group have, do they have an attorney?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's the town of Olive County.
From what I'm gathering here, then it seems like this discussion should be taken up between a county attorney and Richie has the right to come here as a legislator and address this committee. I mean, I would let anybody come. I think he's bringing the situation to the wrong table then.
Just so you are aware, I sent a letter on August 12th mm-hmm. to the attorney
mm-hmm.
for the Catskill Watershed Corporation, Legislative Parity Voice Concerns, at both to me on the phone and the Energy and Environment Committee last night, how the back truck is utilized and how it is accessed by towns in the watershed. When I learned some of the issues that exist, I have not yet heard from CWC directly as to these concerns.
Right.
I am also aware that the contract is less than detailed as to these issues. Can we please discuss these? And he said, I'm happy to discuss them with you. That following, he said, the board of directors discussed the back truck this week. They remain concerned about the use of the vehicle and its availability for our member watershed towns. I do recognize the application for funding this vehicle was, the purchase was made to CWC prior to the county's charter change. I also notified Supervisor Roselle that the town had hired a private contractor, which is part of the issue that arose here was the town of Olive asked us to access the truck to utilize on a culvert on State Route 28 and on the rear of the Boyceville Market, which was private property. Deputy Commissioner Ball said, we can't use it on state roads, we can't use it on private property. Unbeknownst
that.
To us,
I understand
as part of the Boyceville sewer project, the town assumed responsibility in a separate agreement with the CWC to assume responsibility for Route 28 and the back of the property.
Mm-hmm.
We have no knowledge of that.
Doesn't mean we're still allowed to get
to
it. They have the responsibility for it. That doesn't mean we have the responsibility for the application.
But we did then. I asked Joe Whitaker to go out, take a look, and get it in the queue to work on it. They already had hired somebody and taken care of it. But this goes on, and I had asked to meet directly with them. I again asked to meet face-to-face. I'm trying to set up a meeting so that we can address your issues. He said, we're still requesting the balance and operation of maintenance account before we meet. I then sent that to Tracy so she was aware. I sent him reports that we gave, that we had complied. And his final email to me and the last communication on 9/18, I talked to Alan, who's Alan Rosa, the chair of CWC. He wants documents before we schedule a meeting. So, I mean, I offered over the course of 4 to 5 weeks meet to go up and
I don't have my cell phone with me. You might have tried to call whatever, but my thing is on this, what I can see so far, I'm going to just tell Richie that first of all, there's nothing to be settled here. It's something that's going to have to be settled between the county attorney, you people, and that watershed thing. So I'll tell Richie
that. It was an operational issue.
Right.
Our county attorney was questioning some of the language. Their attorney said something different. And then, by the way, during this period of time we're supposed to be using this, we also had 3 hurricanes in the span of X amount of time.
Right.
You know, from August to October of 2012. And we've spent, in the watershed, you collectively as taxpayers, we've spent more money more manpower, more equipment time in the watershed than any other place in this county. So, anyway.
All right. Enough on that. Huh?
Want me to try calling him on his cell, see how far he is?
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing we can settle here. This you know, and I gave him the opportunity. I didn't know this kid had to play football. He told me this today. Do you have any other thing that you've had to report to us?
No, I was legislator Warren indicating he wanted to ask some questions about the 2015 capital projects. He's not here. He just called me and said I'm not here, so I was prepared to get questions, but he's not here, so I don't know what the questions were.
Don't worry about it. He's there to ask one thing.
Yeah. Excuse me?
More answers. No matter what the questions are next
week. Well, I've been down here. One quick thing for you, Dave. On Glasgow Turnpike, involving the bridge project, is there going to be any shoulders put in on any part of that road? Because it looks like a couple of areas there that there's pretty good drop-offs off the
line. It probably would be. Yeah, you know, they do the road and they'll go back to the shoulders sometime later.
Oh, they are going to, you are planning on doing okay, excellent.
Yeah. I
got a couple phone calls about it.
I'm not 100%, but that's our usual.
Yeah. Routine. It's not the whole road, there's areas that's not needed, yeah. But there are, I looked myself at two or three areas that I felt you got a good 6-inch drop-off, 7-inch drop-off off the pavement right to the shoulder.
Yeah. We had that on North Platte too.
Well, actually, we're going to start doing shoulders Tuesday. We rented a machine out of Albany on the last four or five roads we paved.
The only other piece of new business I have is we are advertising for a new commissioner of public works.
What's now with this guy?
We're advertising. Transparent, right. Being open to all consideration.
Okay.
All right.
Was that?
You could throw it out.
Not me. I got enough going on right now. Someday, maybe, who knows. Right now, I don't even have a quorum to adjourn the meeting. How do I do that now?
I think legislator Green kind of said
okay. He
was adjourning.
So why don't you make a look back at the time she left to make it legal, say, I don't know, 6:55, 7 o'clock. So I'm getting my butt in trouble here.
And being this thing around the back truck when a town calls, I was just looking for it.